Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Ramon Ray is with us. Ramon is a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is one of the top technology experts on the planet, especially when it comes to small business. He's a speaker and a trainer and a writer. He writes prolifically on small business tech issues, including his book, Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses, and his website, of course, which we'll tell you about in any minute now. And as I said before, he's our good friend, Ramon Ray. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and I'm tickled pink today, so I appreciate it.
We love having you back on the show, Ramon. Ramon, I read something, and I'm paraphrasing what I read a little bit, I guess within the last year, that Eric Schmidt, the CEO of Google, said, again paraphrasing, that Google would be more successful with mobile in the future in terms of search than they ever have been or ever will be with desktop. And that got my attention. And at that, when I first heard that, I did not have a smartphone.
Right.
And very soon after that, I went out and got a smartphone. And now, not because I needed it necessarily, but because I wanted to see what was going on.
Right.
Because I listen, when Google speaks, whether I agree with all the things that they do, I listen. And so it's so compelling to me what's happening in mobile that I tell every small business owner I can, if you don't have a smartphone yourself, you should get one. I don't care what it costs you. You should get one because that's where your world is moving. What do you think?
You know, it's very ironic you said that, Jim, because I think it is so true. I think that everybody has had a cell phone at one point in their lives, but I think many people, enough people, still don't have the smartphone. And by smartphone, what do we mean? We're talking about those phones that are mini computers.
Yep.
Whether it's the Apple iPhone, whether it's the Google Android, whether it's Windows Mobile, whether it's the BlackBerry. One of the four, or I'm sure I'm leaving out two or three others.
Yep.
But these are very important. Why is that? The killer application, I think Eric was right, is because the applications that you can have on your smartphone. And that's the bottom line. Just the phone itself being able to talk and text is good.
Yep.
When you can check out, when you can check into Delta Airlines on your phone, when you can view whether it's inventory on your phone, when you can interact with customers, when you can do video conferencing, and these things sound like it's only for the PC.
That's right.
With phones being faster, with the wireless networks being faster, there's an incredible opportunity for small businesses.
Well, and it's mobile.
Yes, yes.
I carry mine in my pocket.
Yep, which is a very big thing. And I think what he meant also about it being powerful with search, of course, Google has the operating system, but I think of my own phone, Jim. You're on the train platform, in your car, not driving, of course, parked on the side of the road, and you can find pretty much anything.
We would never drive and use our phone, Greg. We would never do that. Go ahead.
No, of course not. You're right. And I think the other flip side of that, Jim, for your audience, those that have websites, I don't think this is for everyone, but a tip is I would highly consider, should your website be mobile ready as well?
Well, it must be. And this is something that I've been talking about, Ramon, for a long time now. And that is the concept of your website as of right now, and really now for some time, but specifically, if you haven't thought about this before, as of right now and forevermore, your website is going to become more of a distribution center and less of a destination.
Absolutely. It's
people are saying, Ramon, I like your stuff. I've been to your website, but I'm not going to be back anytime soon because I'm busy. But here are some things I like. Follow me home. And when they say follow me home, one of their homes is their smartphone.
Right. And I think to that point, I mean, just last week I was looking at a local restaurant, for example. It looked terrible on the smartphone. Now, I don't fault them necessarily.
Yeah.
But they had the big image and the graphic and the flash and all this. I was just trying to find out where they were and what the hours of operation were.
You just wanted some basic information, which doesn't take much. And you also wanted a hot phone number.
Right.
That you could highlight and dial the number.
Correct. And I think the good thing, going back to this application world, there's many companies, one, for example, Mobile Meteor, and others like this, .mobi, that specialize in helping smaller businesses take their basic website and make it mobile. Is everything going to be mobilized? Maybe they can't do that. But there's many turnkey, low-cost solutions that can at least automatically transform the website on the fly for a smartphone screen.
And this is why I'm encouraging small business owners to get a smartphone. Yes, folks, I know they cost $100. I know they cost $200. I don't care. Find one that you like, that you can afford somehow. Even if you can't afford it, get over it. Eat bologna for a week. But you've got to see what other people are doing, because when you see this and you see how user-friendly the interface is and how effective and productive it is, you're going to say, hey, not only do I want my online presence to look like that, but I bet my customers want that. And if I don't give it to them, they're going to go somewhere else.
Right. No, that's so true. And I mean, the six things I say, which may help the audience make the jump more, is that saving time. You can do much more on a smartphone, a regular phone. Being more productive. Imagine being able to get work done out of the office instead of waiting, quote unquote, till I get back to my computer. Responding to customer needs much faster than ever. If you have the right applications, whether they're custom developed or downloaded from a store, you can respond to those customer needs right on the spot, doing more than you ever could before, and saving money. You know, you're spending, it's an investment. Mm-hmm. Even though you're spending $100, $200 on a smartphone over time, and that time could be a few days, imagine how much more could be done.
Well, you know, Ramon, I remember when I bought my first portable phone.
Right.
And first, you know, a wireless phone at home. Mm-hmm. For the first 2 or 3 days, I stood near the base because all my life I'd had a cord.
Right.
You see what I mean? I stood near the base thinking I couldn't walk very far away.
That's funny.
You know, so it's the same thing. It's the same thing with this mobile.
Yes.
You know, I mean, once you get it, once you get that capability, you start saying, wait a minute.
Right.
I need to be two places at once, but with this smartphone, I can do both things and go to the place that has the highest priority.
Right, absolutely. And just for those who may not be sure even how to shop for a smartphone, I think it's about three or four main areas. You have the hardware itself, which is, you know, whether it's BlackBerry or iPhone, these things, the hardware itself. Two, you have the network. There's all, you know, Verizon and AT&T,
right,
and all these other ones. And then you have the speed of the network, which is important. And that's not, that's kind of technical, but that's important.
And that's where a lot of controversy has been recently about the iPhone and AT&T, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hold on to that thought, Ramon. Ramon, give us your website before we go.
Sure, smallbiztechnology.com. Smallbiztechnology.com. Thanks.
All right, so check it out, folks. And Ramon and I will be right back. When we come back, we're going to talk about those three things he just mentioned. And I'm going to get him to tell us a little bit about the iPad, Apple's iPad. Very exciting technology. 20 after. Stay with us. Del Shannon bringing this back, 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of good stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our blog. Check out the archives, the articles, lots and lots of stuff there on smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget our poll question this week is on the what should the government do with the tax cuts? Should they extend them or should they let them expire at the end of the year? And so let us know what you think about that. We want to know. And when you click your answer, you'll be able to see immediately how the poll's going so far. And by the way, the last week's poll about vacations, I'll be telling you about that later in the week. And of course, if you have been taking the poll, you know how that poll went. And we got our good buddy Ramon Ray here. We're still talking about mobile technology for small businesses, specifically around mobile. Ramon, give us your website again, please.
Sure. Smallbiztechnology.com. That's with a Z, biztechnology.com.
Smallbiztechnology.com. And the Technology Solutions book, they can get that there as well?
Exactly. Or Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble's.
Mm-hmm. Wherever books are sold. We're talking about mobile technology and the importance of it. And you were telling us the three things that you got to make sure that you check on when you're buying one. The hardware, you know, is the, you know, the device, that the actual interface, the user interface itself. Everybody, you know, I like chocolate, you like vanilla, somebody else likes strawberry, right?
Exactly.
And then you got the technology, I was drawn to the Google Droid technology myself. I really like the voice search. I use that voice search all the time.
Interesting.
It is very handy, and darn, it's very accurate.
Yeah, and it's nice because Google's putting a lot of features that other phone companies would charge for.
Right.
Google's just throwing them in.
Right. So there's a lot of good stuff there, and so they got the operating platform.
Right. Right.
And then you've got the hardware, the technology, and then the connection.
Correct, correct. The connectivity. And that's very important as well. And the fourth one, I think, is the apps. But the connectivity, it's very important. And sometimes you may not have a choice, but there's this whole issue of 3G and 4G. And even though 4G, which is the faster technology, is not in all cities, and I think Sprint has a lead on that.
Well, even some cities don't even have 3G. It's just 2G. seriously. It's true.
That's true. I live in New York. I forget about that.
No. If you live out in flyover America, don't get all worked up over 3G or 4G, folks. You may only have 2G.
Right.
So, but it's still, you know, I don't think people should get all worked up. Now, the question though, right. Ramon, is not whether to get worked up over the G's,
right?
But over whether it has 3G and Wi-Fi.
That is correct. That's
tell us
important.
The difference. Help us with that.
Yeah, sure. 4G or 3G, whatever the G is, as Jim said, is where you're actually accessing the network of your telecommunication provider.
Like a cell phone.
Money. Right, exactly. Where you're going to be charged money, whether it's Verizon, AT&T, Sprint, whoever.
Right.
Wi-Fi, quote-unquote, is the free connectivity that you can access your phone in a hotspot, in Starbucks, in the airport,
right.
at home,
right.
on a regular wireless network.
Two different ways of connecting.
Correct.
Now, do you have to, does your phone automatically go back and forth to the one or do you have to tell it which one to do?
Well, you can do it manually or you can set it up that way. But again, going back to phones, it really depends on the operating system you have. Windows may operate different than Google Droid.
Yeah.
Google Droid, different than the iPhone. But great point. I mean, I think the one thing, though, Jim, I will say why I do think the Gs have some importance, because that will affect the applications. Meaning, if I'm on a 3G or 4G network and the application is very graphic intensive or bandwidth intensive or photos, your experience is going to be a little different.
No, there's no question about it. No, I listen, I'm sold on 4G. Right. It's just that if you live in Dubuque, Iowa, you know, God bless those folks out there, but they may not have 3G.
That's true. Absolutely.
So you're going to pay for 4G capability, and if most of your world is in Dubuque, then you know you're not going to get it.
Correct.
Let's talk about the iPad.
Sure. The iPad is a
what powerful do you like the iPad?
I do like it. I don't have one yet.
How could you not like that? Right?
I think like any technology, Jim, I think before people rush out and buy it, is that a couple things. One, what is your business and what are your needs? If you don't need a mobile platform that looks nice, that is powerful, it may not be for you.
Right.
Point two, why could it be for you? I know many people are looking at it differently than they have been the notebook computers, is because it's thin, it's small, you can point right to it, it slips in a bag. But the other thing, Jim, the applications, I must say, goes back to the apps.
We must say, though, Ramon, it is not a PC.
No, it is not.
It has some computer characteristics.
That is correct.
It'll do some things through the applications, but it is not a full-blown, you know, powerful PC with the processing power, the ability to compute spreadsheets, that kind of thing.
Correct. It's a thin or light computing device, primarily for those who want to access applications via the web, or those of you who know about the iPhone, know about the iTouch.
Right.
If you like those applications, the iPad is a cousin to that, a bigger version, I would say, of the
iPhone. If you want to read newspapers without getting newsprint all over you, if you read books and you want all that together, plus you want to be able to download books and read books when you're traveling, that kind of thing, it's good for that.
Correct. And I think also, though, for those particular industries, whether it's the medical professions, real estate professions, those of you who have businesses that may be able to leverage the iPad, it's something you may want to invest in. It's not for everyone.
But it's not expensive. I mean, not inexpensive. They're hundreds of dollars.
Right. $400.
$600, $700, $800.
Right. That's true. So you do have to be careful of it.
Yeah.
But I think that
it's a pretty significant. It's a lot more of an investment than a cell phone. So, folks, the main thing we're talking about is mobile.
Right.
Mobile is the future, and your business needs to be focusing on letting people access you through mobile. So check, get somebody to help you with your website. Hey, Ramon, give us the website quickly one more time.
Thank you, Jim. Smallbiztechnology.com. Smallbiztechnology.com.
Thanks for being here, Ramon. Take care. We'll see you next time. Okay. Ramon Ray, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.